This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Welcome back to the show and the Window Nation guest hotline. Coach Gary Williams. Coach, how you feeling here on this Monday?
Bob, Jim, I'm feeling good. You know, it's this is always a great week, and it's probably college basketball's time to shine. These 3 weeks, they just take over the whole country, basically. People that don't really follow basketball that much have their brackets at work or whatever, so it's a great week.
Gary, we just had Dwayne Simpkins on a few minutes ago. Of course, played for you 4 years, University of Maryland, went to three NCAA tournaments, two Sweet 16s, took American U, where you coached, to the tournament. When you see one of your former players achieve this level of success, I mean, what's the sense of pride for you there?
Yeah, I'm. You know, it's great to see Dwayne doing what he's doing. Dwayne always thought... Jimmy, you know this. Dwayne always thought we yelled at him too much.
Now he's coaching. Good luck.
Yeah, I know. Now he's yelling at guys. So, you know, it's just the way it goes. But Dwayne did a great job with American U. He kept his team together from last year. They really played well down the stretch. You know, he did everything you have to do to be an NCAA tournament team. And, you know, they have a good draw in their play-in game, and we'll see what happens. But Dwayne should deserve a lot of credit. He paid his dues. He was an assistant coach for a long time before getting a chance to be a head coach.
Yeah, and at a great school like American. And we'll talk about that, Gary, how you have to look at what's good about your program. Because Gary Williams got the job at American U, Haney, and They didn't show him the gym on his trip. You know why? They didn't have one. They played in Fort Myer. But you just want to be a head coach so bad, Gary. And then we have these group of guys. And Dwayne always wanted to be a head coach, Coach Williams. But we have these guys that are like, well, I might not take that job or I might not take this job. And you and I know, and I want you to speak about that, like how hard it is to get a job and how you just take it. Hey, do you think I'm kidding? Gary, they didn't show you the arena at American U because they didn't have one. Is that correct?
Well, that's true. I came down. I was assistant at Boston College in 1977, and Jimmy Lynam took the St. Joe job and left American U, and the job was open, and I had, you know, a pretty good chance because Tom Davis, my head coach at Boston College, had been an assistant there with Tom Young, and Tom Young was at Rutgers by then, and he spoke for me along with Tom Davis. So basically, that's how I got the job. And, you know, I went down there and met the president, met the AD, met the players. You know, it was great. It was the spring. It was about 30 degrees warmer than Boston that day in D.C. And I just said, this is great. And I went home and somebody asked me, they said, well, how was it? I said, oh, great campus, unbelievable, great area, D.C., the whole thing. They said, well, how's your place, your home court? And I, you know, there's a pause was there, and I go, I didn't really see a home court. And then I found out we played our games over at Fort Myers. So you'll appreciate this, Jim. Every game, we would pack towels, water jugs, everything in vans for home games, drive across town in D.C. rush hour, and get to Fort Myers to play our games. And, you know, it was really a great experience. But you know what? I look back at that. That wasn't even a problem. I was so happy to be a head coach. I never thought, you know, when you're an assistant for a long time, and Jim, you were an assistant for a long time before you got the Loyola job, sometimes in the back of your mind, you think, this isn't going to happen. I'm not going to be a head coach. And, you know, you put a lot of time. You know, I was a high school coach and before getting a chance to be a head coach. So I always really appreciated what Bob Fraley, the athletic director at American, did for me by allowing me to be a head coach at American U.
See, he gives us credit to his AD. We had Joe Boylan, RIP. We love Joe. Great guy who was on the Rutgers undefeated staff there in 76. Coach Williams, we're going to talk about going out west since we were good at that because they let Duke and Carolina always stay home. But we'll go into that later, Heaney, as Duke and Carolina sneaks in. And I don't have a problem with Carolina sneaking in. We got a couple questions, Gary. Going west, other than having to deal with Troy Wainwright's playing, you know, organization and John Brown making me late for things the next day and J.J. Bush maybe falling asleep in the St. Patrick's Day Hotel in Utah. No, these are secrets, Heaney.
Yeah.
Going west, and
nobody
I say
knows.
That, and Gary can tell the inflection in my voice. Going west can be good, Gary, because we got tighter. We went to our first Final Four. We went to a bunch of Sweet 16s out west. We did pretty well out west. Tell us your thoughts on what you do when the team thinks, oh, we're going to the East, and all of a sudden their parents and everybody can't go to the games. Don't tell the truth on that, please. No, I'm just kidding. Tell us about, like, Gary, when we went west. Remember when we went to Boise and things like that? What do you think about that? Do you just not even mention it, or do you talk about it?
Well, with your team, you're really careful about giving them any room to have an excuse for not playing well. So I never thought of it with the team as a problem. It was a problem for our fans, for the parents, for the players, things like that, to get there because you find out on Sunday and all of a sudden you're playing Thursday or Friday. So there's not much time to prepare for something like that. And you were right, because Duke and Carolina were in our region all the time. If they were higher seeded than we were, then they'd have to knock us out west because of that. They didn't want us to play Duke or Carolina in that first group the first week. So that's why, I guess that's the way they explained it to me, why we went out. But, you know, I just think you have to be able to play. And it's really weird when you get out there. Sometimes those gyms aren't very full. You're used to playing in sold-out places in your league or whatever, and all of a sudden you get out there, and the gym's half empty. I remember playing in Wichita. What was that, 11:30 in the morning?
11:30. By the way, it was St. Patrick's Day. We beat them, and they were Charlie Spoon higher, and they were higher seed than us.
St. Louis, yeah. That was Larry Hughes and the boys, St. Louis. And athletic director at St. Louis at the time was Debbie Yell.
Oh, we're having such a good day. Let's go on to the next subject.
Hall of Famer Gary Williams joining us here. Bob Haney, Jimmy Patsos. It's our annual college basketball extravaganza. Coach, we look at the West region. Terps, the number 4 seed. Florida, number 1, rolling through the SEC. And then the job that Rick Pitino has done at St. John's.
Coach Williams, I found
there.
This out. You're St. John's, and you know how it is. They own that city when they go. Did you play them in the finals your first year in the Big East? Did you play them by chance when you had?
Yeah.
In other words, we read the Post, Haney, and they have, like, great moments in St. John's history. And I see this 1983. They won it. And, by the way, it's Gary Williams' name. By the way, you were in the Post several times this weekend about Feinstein, who we'll get your reflections on, New York Post. But you were in there. It was like you, Michael Adams, maybe you and John Bagley and somebody's name was in there. St. John's, I didn't realize you went to the finals of the Big East in Madison Square Garden. Did you care that it was there, or did you like it being there?
That was the Chris Mullin, Bill Weddington, Mark Jackson, Willie Glass. Great team, St. John's. And we beat them twice during the regular season. We beat them in Alumni Hall, not in Madison Square Garden, St. John's old place. It's still old. You know, it was old back in 1983 where they play. And we went into the Garden and got to the championship game. And they beat us in the Garden in the championship game. But it was a good game. But, you know, to beat a team that good three times, that always gets hard, especially when they're playing on their home court. So, but it was, you know, Louis Cornoseca was an icon in the city. You know, and it was a tremendous show. I believe that was the first year the Big East went to Madison Square Garden.
Wow, Dave Gavitt, innovator, said we're going to play here and we're going to stay here. On that note, it doesn't surprise you, what does it, what Rick Pitino's doing and how he's, you know, in other words, it's not just the game. As you always taught us, Gary, it's recruiting and it's coaching. That's one thing. But promoting, this is one of Coach Williams' things I talked to Dwayne Simpkins. AU is a lot more fun to go to games now, Haney. Dwayne Simpkins, we always said at Maryland, the secret sauce of Gary Williams that people didn't realize as much was his promoting abilities, marketing major, business school, all that. Tell us a little bit about promoting, Gary, and then are you surprised at what Pitino's done or not really?
No, I think Pitino's done it enough places now where it's no surprise. And, you know, and where Rick is really smart, he took a look at the whole NIL thing his first year at St. John's, and he said this publicly, like, the days of recruiting a high school player might be over for him. He's going to go after the guys that average in the mid-majors maybe 15 points a game and take that guy, or a disgruntled guy from a major program, you know, that type of thing. And he basically said he doesn't go to high school games anymore because he doesn't have to. He can get the guys. And, you know, Rick's got his Wall Street guys up there. You know, they're the basis for his NIL money. And it's been reported that he has $4 million to work with this past year. So that's where college basketball is right now. And you better be right there if you want to be competitive at the highest level, because guys are going to go where they can get the most money 99% of the time. And, you know, Rick has taken advantage of that where, you know, he's just a smart guy. He's always been able to do that. And, you know, you look at the results this year and it's obvious that he knew what he was doing.
Well, we got to go to break.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because we could do this all day. People don't know this. Jim Calhoun at Northeastern, Gary Williams at BC, Rick Pitino at BU, all in the same time. And all those three schools cared about was hockey, Haney. But yet they had these three coaches there because it was a good breeding ground. Like Boston was a great place for colleges, but it was hockey. And Gary's there with Calhoun and Pitino, all three Hall of Famers. In closing, Gary, and I know we could do a whole show on John Feinstein, but really quick, what he meant to you, and you gave him a sort of a break and let him around you at American U. Just real quick, what do you think on, you know, I mean, obviously a terrible tragedy.
Yeah, he was came out of Duke, was a intern that summer of 86, And he did such a good job. The Post kept him on, and they gave him AU as his beat as a basketball reporter. And that's where I got to know John. I was 32 years old, something like that. And I could see, you know, John has always been opinionated. That was his biggest thing. And, it turned some people off, to be honest. But at the same time, I really liked his love of basketball. Just how he cared. And he did his homework. You know, he was never unprepared. He had a great memory. He knew the game. And that was one of the things we hit it off. And, you know, we stayed friends through the years, you know, wherever I went coaching and wherever John was. And, you know, he started to get so successful with his books that, you know, you wonder about that. But, you know, he just stayed a friend, you know, that whole time. And, you know, what happened, you know, the sudden death of John Feinstein was certainly a shock to me and, you know, everybody that knew him, because he was one of those people that was just always going to be around talking about the game of basketball.
Coach Gary Williams, Hall of Famer, talking college hoops. NCAA tournament starts tomorrow. Real quick, Gary, who wins the West? How far does Maryland go?
Well, I'm picking Maryland to win the West. There's no doubt about that. But you look at Florida, they're probably playing as well as anybody in the country. And they're good. They deserve to be a number one seed, and they've gotten better as the year goes on. So they're dangerous. But, you know, you see a team like Connecticut. They've been around, you know, obviously two national championships teams. Whether they can turn it on, play better than they play this year, we'll see. But, you know, we just want to get that first win and then go from there and see what happens.